I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The military is now in charge of Egypt. Everything from directing traffic to providing security is being done by soldiers in the capital, Cairo. It was just 3 days ago that President Hosni Mubarak resigned after 18 days of massive protests against his regime. Now the Egyptian military says it will protect the country's transition to democracy. Here's more from The World's Ben Gilbert in Cairo.
Celebrations and protests continue in Tahrir, or Liberation Square, in downtown Cairo, but the vast majority of anti-Mubarak protesters have left. Many people who are coming to the square every evening are now just Egyptians who want to celebrate what they call a new Egypt. Others are still here protesting, but now it's mainly about the economy. Ironically, the country's much-hated police officers are demanding better wages. Labor unions and others all around Egypt are demanding more and better jobs. But whether the protests are over, or who will say they are over, is far from clear. Just one thing is clear. The military is now in charge. This weekend, the military dissolved parliament, suspended the constitution, and said elections would be held in 6 months. But not all Egyptians completely trust the military, and some anti-Mubarak protesters want to stay until their demands for reform are met. Yesterday and today, the army began clearing the tents on Liberation Square, allowing traffic to flow here for the first time in more than 2 weeks. Some of the small band of protesters left in the square got into scuffles with the army. As soldiers cleared tents yesterday morning, protester Mohamed Gouda said he wants to stay.
Today and tomorrow and all days.
Other activists agree, and some don't. Mohamed Abu Basha, an economist at an investment bank who participated in the protests from the beginning, said on Saturday that the protests should end for now.
Life has to go back to normal because you achieve just everything. And it's a very risky business just to try to pressure the army here and there and so on. You know, it's time for just like people to go back, rest a little bit, sleep for a couple of days and just like think about the future.
Do you trust the military?
Yeah, I think from what I have seen throughout the past 18 days, I would trust the military.
The vast majority of Egyptians interviewed in the last few days trust the military will make good on its promises for reform. Egyptians respect the military for recognizing that their demands for democracy were legitimate. They cheered tanks when they came into the streets after protesters beat back the much-hated police. Salma Sheish, a student at American University of Cairo, was one of the thousands of Egyptians who cleaned streets and painted curbs on Saturday and Sunday in a show of civic pride. She says the military has the people's interests at heart.
We need to wait and see what they're going to do, and it's the only institution we trust and the people trust in the country right now. So we're waiting for them to prove that they want to help and they want to help Egypt be a democracy. So we'll just wait for them to show us.
Why? I mean, the military could theoretically just crack down and institute their own military dictatorship, right?
They see how people will react if they did anything that we don't like. I mean, I don't know, we won't shut up.
But although the military is issuing decisions that meet with protesters' demands, they are making decisions largely alone, basically without consulting the opposition groups. Amr Hamzawi is a political analyst who took part in negotiations between the protesters and the Mubarak government before the president stepped down.
As of now, there are no negotiations. The army is taking the decisions and is issuing statements. Mm-hmm. They might be talking or dialoguing with someone, with some persons, but there are no signs of an organized dialogue between them or negotiations between them and political actors or them and protest movements or committees.
Last night, the military did meet for the first time with young activists, including Google executive Wael Ghonim, one of the protest organizers. During the meeting, military generals said they plan to assemble a panel of jurists who would suggest constitutional amendments in 10 days. A national referendum to approve the reforms would be held within 2 months. Hamzawi says that meeting with individuals is not enough. The military needs to sit down with actors from all of Egypt's political parties and movements.
Now they need to be pushed to move a step ahead and establish a dialogue, establish and institutionalize a dialogue. I mean, fine, they are managing the transitional period, but we need other parties to join, other actors to join in managing the transitional period. There are huge tasks.
First among those tasks is abolishing the emergency law that prohibited meaningful political debate and competition in Egypt, Hamzawi says. Other issues include rebuilding the police force, which collapsed in the face of anti-government protests, and investigating allegations of corruption in Mubarak's regime. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Cairo.